Arnie Vineo is a family practice physician on the Fond du Lac Reservation in Cloquet, Minnesota. He's also half Finnish, half Ojibwe. He remembers his Finnish grandmother and her flat Finnish bread, but otherwise, that part of his life had been missing until this year. Now, he feels whole.
In acknowledging your Ojibwe side and acknowledging your Finnish side and being able to blend those together. I spent my whole life identifying myself as a Native American, as an Ojibwe physician. And that's the way I pursued everything, was from that aspect. And it's just in the last 6 months that Finnish side of me, you know, that I've recognized that, and it's starting to come back out, and it's, I love it.
Both peoples were much maligned during the last century.
Up on the Iron Range in the 20s, there would be signs in bars that said no dogs, no Indians, and no Finlanders.
Fellow Findian Carl Gauboy is a local artist who says both cultures influence his work. He says people like him are changing the way this country looks at race.
We're passing so quickly out of that paradigm that I think when the dust settles, no one's going to know what hit them. We think of Barack Obama, who might be our next president, Mariah Carey, who this is probably the only country in the hemisphere in which Mariah Carey would be black.
So now both have been contacted by Finnish reporters. Vainio says that their interest is in the similarities, not the differences between the cultures, and what each race can learn from each other. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.